Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, brand new website. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I saw articles today about the northeast part of the United States is being dumped on with snow. Some reports of 4 feet of snow with more coming. Some tragedies going along with that as well. We are in December, so snow is coming. If it hasn't reached you yet, if you're in the eastern seaboard, if you're in the Midwest, we're fairly clear. I did see some snowflakes on my way into work today, and we are supposed to get a little bit of snow coming on Saturday here, and then it will start ramping up next week. So hopefully we will have a white Christmas. Yes, I am one of those traditionalists that Christmas isn't special unless I see snow outside. So blame me, I'm sorry, but I need to have some snow for Christmas. Now, I found this article from Replacement Commercial Parts Warehouse with a lot of good information for snow removal safety tips. Very, very important that you protect yourself and your property when it comes to snow removal. I'm going to share a few tips here, but I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and that will bring you to the blog. If you happen to be listening to this later on, you could certainly go up to the search bar in the upper right of the blog and type in snow removal safety tips, and it will bring you to the blog notes for today, as well as a link to the full article. I'm not going to share the full article because they share all aspects from snow shoveling to snow blowing to using a snow plow. I'm just going to share a few tips here because I want you to read the full article. I want you to go to the website, mvpinsure.us, click on through to the Let's Talk Insurance blog, and click through to the article from Replacement Commercial Parts Warehouse with many, many more tips. So why don't we go ahead and get started here. The first one is check with a doc. Whether you use a snow thrower or a snow shovel, snow removal is a physically demanding task that puts quite a load on your heart. So be sure to check with your doctor to make sure you're up to removing snow. This is especially important in the current pandemic climate. If you're recovering from COVID, if you're susceptible to COVID, very, very important that you make sure that you're healthy and that you're able to go out and clear your driveway and your sidewalks. If you're recovering from COVID, obviously your body is completely exhausted and needs time to recover. That's when you need to lean on the help of friends and family, possibly neighbors, to come over and help you keep your sidewalk and driveway clear. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I've got a neighbor, super nice guy. I haven't met him. I haven't had the chance to meet him, but it seems like every winter, when it gets really bad out, he's got a lawn tractor with a snow thrower on it, So he'll do his driveway, he'll do our driveway, he'll do the next door neighbor's driveway. I think he enjoys getting on his little tractor with the snow thrower and the cab in it. I think he just likes playing around in the snow and snow throwing everybody's driveways. So it's really nice to have a neighbor like that. Again, ask for help. I'm sure there are people in your community that can help you. Maybe your church family, if you belong to a church. Maybe there's a community center that you can call and see if you could ask for help. But it's all about helping people. And if you need that help, definitely reach out, and I'm sure somebody will be able to help you. Next tip I have here is start as soon as possible. Clearing snow early and frequently will result in moving lighter coverings of snow rather than waiting and having to deal with dense, packed snow layers later. Definitely, if you live on a street that gets frequented by city snow plows or snow plows come through your area to clear the city streets on regular intervals, you definitely want to go out there and take care of that as soon as they go by, because the salt and everything that they throw after snow plowing the streets can really turn that snow into slush, and you know, it gets to below freezing temperatures, that slush is going to turn into hard ice. So you definitely want to take care of that as it comes, rather than saying, you know, I'll just wait until tomorrow morning to do it. Well, tomorrow morning comes and you're spending over an hour to clear your driveway when you could have taken care of a few swipes the night before. Take you, you know, half the time or maybe even a third of the time, depending. So definitely start as soon as you can to remove that snow. The next tip is keep the pace. Take as many breaks as needed to avoid dehydration and exhaustion. What people don't realize is, yeah, you're going to get dehydrated because you're in heavy clothing. You're out there exerting your energy. You're sweating, and that sweat disappears, and you need something to replenish it. So make sure that you do take frequent breaks to get things taken care of. I'm not embarrassed at all to say that I've taken a break or two when clearing my driveway. It's not disheartening, you know, to say, well, you know, back in my day, I could do the entire driveway and do all the sidewalks in no time flat. But now I'm having to take a break every, you know, 15, 20 minutes. No, don't think of it that way. Think of it as taking care of yourself. You get hurt, obviously, you're going to have somebody else do the work. So if you take the precautions to make sure that you're able to clear your driveway, taking frequent breaks, making sure that you're staying hydrated, it's all very, very important when it comes to clearing the snow. The next tip I have for you is use the right equipment. If possible, this is in relation to snow shovels. Again, the full article from Replacement Commercial Parts Warehouse has information on using a snow thrower and also your snow plow on your vehicle, if that's what you're doing. But to use the right equipment, if possible, use an ergonomical snow shovel, or at the very least, a snow shovel that fits your height and ability. Using a heavy or unwieldy shovel can cause physical distress. I've got one of those ergonomic snow shovels. It works very well. There are snow pushers out there that you can get, which has a snowplow blade, and then there are two heavy-duty wheels behind it, and you just push it up and down your driveway. That may be an option for you. Check out YouTube to see, you know, proper ways to shovel snow. That way you're not twisting your back, stooping down. I'm sure there are plenty of videos on YouTube to show you the proper ways to clear snow using a snow shovel to protect your back, to protect your knees, and to protect your body overall. So be sure to check that out. And the last tip I want to share with you here is clear the way. Make sure all objects are removed from the area you're going to remove snow. on dog chains, sleds, doormats, newspapers, any debris could cause damage to yourself and your snow thrower or your snow shovel. I remember one year that I had a snow thrower, or I still have the snow thrower, but I was using the snow thrower, and I had forgotten about the dog chain, and the dog chain got all the way wrapped around the paddles. I had to get a pair of wire cutters involved to just cut apart the chain so that we could remove it. I was not a happy camper, but it was my fault because I didn't make sure that the area was clear. So make sure everything is out of the way before you start removing snow. That'll protect damage to the equipment and damage to your property and damage to yourself. So be sure to check that out. Again, full article at our website, www.mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click through to the blog. It'll have a link to the article that we were referencing on today's podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, just go up to the search bar and type in snow removal safety tips, and that'll bring you to the article. The blog posts for this pod, which includes a link to the article from Replacement Commercial Parts Warehouse. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week, and I think it's going to do it for this year as far as Let's Talk Insurance, because next week, Thursday, is Christmas Eve, and then the following Thursday is New Year's Eve. So I think we're going to take a little bit of a break here at the end of the year just to enjoy Christmas, enjoy New Year's with our families, and just take a break. But be looking out in 2021 with a lot more podcasts having to do with not only insurance, but also insurance-related things like taking care of your property, taking care of your vehicles, you know, all things insurance. That's the whole premise of the Let's Talk Insurance podcast. So until next time, this is Matt, and I say to you, I hope you have a very happy holiday, whichever holiday you celebrate, whether it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, whichever holiday that you're celebrating around this time of year. We hope you have a very warm one, a very safe one, and then we hope you remain healthy into 2021. So until next time, just want to thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Take care.